Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, January 20, 2025. We'll have news, we'll have sports, we'll have some music, and speaking of music, we'll have a feature on the fathers or the founders of chamamé, this very important musical genre of Argentina, particularly of the region of Mesopotamia, the provinces of Corrientes, Misiones, Entre Ríos, very lively, up-tempo, cheerful kind of music. Driven by accordion, which has influences from Eastern European musical styles like polka, plus local elements. We have to remember that many migrants from Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Poland, settled down in this part of Argentina about 100 years ago, and they left a mark in the region, and particularly in the music. So we're going to be exploring chamamé with this feature. And we'll also be talking about the role of Radio Nacional in RAE, this international service of the Argentine radio, with regard to Antarctica, because this commitment with Antarctica has been renewed last week, and we're going to be telling you a little bit about it. If you want to get in touch with us, you have to send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. This show airs via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, and it's available for both Apple and Android phones. Let's get started now with the news, and these are the headlines. President Milei meets IMF head in Washington and is set to attend Trump's inauguration today. Colombia, guerrilla clash leaves over 80 dead. Bolivia, court orders the arrest of former President Evo Morales. Venezuela, opposition leader calls for election boycott. Argentina, two Norwegian climbers rescued on Mount Aconcagua. Sports, Francisco Cerúndolo eliminated from the Australian Open, leaving no Argentines in this Grand Slam. And these are the news. Argentine President Javier Milei met on Sunday with the IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva in Washington. The two discussed Argentina's economic situation and the president's first year in office. Georgieva praised after the encounter Argentina's progress, highlighting lower inflation and economic stabilization. She announced that an IMF delegation would soon visit Buenos Aires to work on a new program, and this signals the possibility of renewing Argentina's deal to repay nearly $50 billion in debt. Mr. Milei is in the US to attend the inauguration of Donald Trump, whom he met several times, the last one right after the Republicans' victory in November's election. In Colombia, clashes between guerrilla groups left around 80 dead in Catatumbo, northern Colombia. The violence involved the National Liberation Army, the ELN, and former FARC dissidents vying for control of the area. The Ombudsman's Office reported dozens of civilian deaths in multiple towns, including Convención Antibú. Reports suggest the ELN initiated the attack this weekend against the ex-FARC faction. Hundreds of people have been displaced, with some fleeing to urban centers or crossing into neighboring Venezuela. And speaking of Venezuela, opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has called for a boycott of the upcoming elections. On social media, she cited the refusal to recognize last July's election results, where opposition candidate Edmundo González Urrutia was declared the winner by several international governments. Machado argued that participating in further elections without respecting past results undermines the whole electoral process. Parliamentary and local elections are scheduled in Venezuela this year, though no date has been set yet. Governments including Argentina, the US and the EU do not recognize Nicolás Maduro's administration. A Bolivian judge has issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales over allegations of child abuse. Morales missed two court summonses citing health issues and was declared in contempt of court by Judge Nelson Rocavado. The ex-president claims the government has barred doctors from treating him, preventing him from obtaining a medical certificate. Morales denies the charges, calling them a politically motivated attack amid his rivalry with President Luis Arce over party leadership. And two Norwegian climbers were rescued over the weekend on Mount Aconcagua in Argentina. Henriette Strom-Vag and Elias Sand, both 23, were evacuated after Vag showed signs of exhaustion at 5,560 meters above sea level. They were rescued by Mendoza's provincial police near the area known as Piedra del Porta. Local reports confirm the pair received medical attention for dehydration and exhaustion. And now, sports. Argentines Nicolás Cavigliasso and Valentina Pertegarini won the 2025 Dakar Rally in the Challenger category. The married couple clinched victory in Saudi Arabia, finishing first in the 12th stage. Cavigliasso, 33, had previously won the quads category in 2019, while the duo placed fourth in Challenger last year. Meanwhile, Francisco Cerúndolo was eliminated from the Australian Open, marking the end of Argentina's presence in the tournament. Cerúndolo lost in the third round to local favourite Alex de Miñaur with a score of 5-7, 7-6, 6-3 and 6-3. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE. Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a piece on the Antarctic role of Radio Nacional and RAE in particular that has been renewed. But that will be after listening to some music. This is a track by Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota. Quite the mouthful, that long name. Everybody calls that band Los Redondos, the round ones. And this is a song from their 1994 album, a double album, called Lobo Suelto, Cordero Atado. This was, I think, was the first single, or first or second, which is a pretty straightforward rock and roll song called Yo Caníbal, I the Cannibal. We'll be right back. At the headquarters of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Armed Forces in Buenos Aires, Brigadier Xavier Isaac, Chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, met with Héctor Caballero, the Executive Director of Radio Nacional of Argentina. The meeting, which was also attended by Adrián Corol, the Director of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, this very station you're listening to right now, emphasized the importance of working together to strengthen communication and the dissemination of activities, projects and content from the armed forces through the 49 Radio Nacional stations distributed across the country. Described as very positive and absolutely necessary, the meeting marked the beginning of a new phase of collaboration between two organizations with a nationwide presence, enhancing their mutual potential in various areas. A key highlight of the meeting was the strategic role of LRA 36 Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, which broadcasts from the joint Antarctic base Esperanza. As part of the 2025 campaign, special programs are being produced during the summer months. Isaac confirmed he would be one of the upcoming guests and expressed interest in visiting the radio's historic building and learning about its operations. This meeting was also attended by Captain Sheila Salomé Lial, the head of the Institutional Communication Department of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In the context of the encounter, Corol, the head of RAE, noted that this initial steps promises to generate joint activities that will enhance the presence of both institutions and deepen their connection with citizens in every corner of the country. We're going to mark an anniversary today. Today is the death anniversary in 1996 of Jerry Mulligan. He died in 1996 on January 20 at the age of 68. Jerry Mulligan, American sax player, key in the history of jazz music, has a connection to Argentina because of Astor Piazzolla. Both recorded a seminal album in the year 1974, Reunion Cumbre, Summit Encounter, in which they merged their styles and their instruments, sax and bandoneon, to produce a masterpiece that is still a favorite of music lovers throughout the times. We're going to be playing something to remember Jerry Mulligan, who passed away in, now that I'm checking, the year 4 years after Piazzolla, who died in 1992. So, well, this comes from the collaboration in 1974. Reunion Cumbre is the name of the album, and perhaps the most remembered track is this one, Años de Soledad, also known in English as Years of Solitude.
Thank you.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて、アルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents The Fathers of Chamamé. The Chamamé is the musical style that characterizes the Argentine littoral region. It displays native Guarani roots.In the course of time, the Guarani rhythm was influenced by Jesuits and Spanish roots, and above all, by Germans, which died of the music with gay tunes and an abundance of expressions, accordion tunes and guitar accords as the basic instrumentation. In that northeastern region of our country, of lowlands and generous vegetation, where the landscape history and culture make the Paraná River stand out, we find the province of Corrientes. It is exactly there where the hub of the chamamé developed during the 1920s, challenging the changes affecting fashion and modern times of music. Chamamé in the province of Corrientes is active and well alive.About the origins of chamamé, we may say.
Se suele emparentar el chamamé con la vecina polka paraguaya.
Chamamé is believed to be a relative of the Paraguayan polka. Both share a Guarani and mestizo origin, but each of them preserves its well-defined musical identity. Besides, chamamé bears a sonority characterized by wind instruments like accordion and bandoneon, while the Paraguayan polka basically plays the harp. The chamamé was originally thought as a dancing rhythm. Long before being named chamamé, it was heard and danced at every corner of the region, a region basically rural, which during the first decades of the 20th century witnessed the migration of the population towards the city of Buenos Aires in search of new labor opportunities. This migration took chamamé also to the urban hubs.In Buenos Aires, the chamamé completes its current physiognomy through the first integrated bands. But it is only in 1931 that the term chamamé becomes officially used to refer to specific musical rhythm. In that year, a popular Paraguayan musician registered a song with that name. Julio Cáceres recalls the episode.The first play registered as a chamamé dates back to 1931 by Paraguayan Samuel Aguayo, believed by many to have invented the name. In those times, there were two record houses, RCA Victor and Odeon, which disputed the record market in which the popular and Guarani-based rhythm was quite important. So much so that a famous singer from Paraguay, Samuel Aguayo,became one of the record figures. The record house then requested Aguayo to record a composition to attend the reality of the people of the Northeast who had settled in Buenos Aires. Therefore, he wrote a composition he entitled Corrientes Potí, That means the flower of Corrientes.
¿Qué quiere decir la flor de Corrientes?
During the 40s, the chamamé gets consolidated, establishes a specific way to be played, and incorporates new investments like the bandoneon. Now, new varieties will appear both in music and dance, leaving gaiety aside. And among those responsible of this creative task, we must mention musicians Tránsito Cocomarola, Ernesto Montiel, Isaco Abitbol, and Tarragorros, who would eventually be called the fathers of chamamé. The four of them born in the province of Corrientes. Ernesto Montiel and Tarragorros played the accordion, Tránsito Cocomarola and Isaco Abitbol the bandoneon. The four integrated the most famous bands of chamamé besides being the composers of the pieces we still hear, such as Kilometro 11, Kilometro 11, by Cocomarola, also considered the anthem of the province of Corrientes.
De nuevo a implorar tu amor, solo hay tristeza y dolor, al aliarme mon Muriel, la culpa mantiene alejó de los tiempos que he sufrido. Por eso es que ahora he venido a Canguilete Aico, a Nique Enderezaray, que un día este cantor me ha dicho llena de amor, de Heinarlay, de Caicuacayangaité, si existe en tu pensamiento aquel puro sentimiento de Cobayere. Aninde pochi, anga sendibe, desengañuete, mante areco, se ha catarru, anga y cuajadere que cuña se pechaico. Y que enderezará y que un día este cantor le ha dicho llena de amor, de reina blay, siendo el cuacayangaité, si existe en tu pensamiento aquel puro sentimiento, el ego va a ser él.
Mario del Tránsito Cocomarola integrated several musical bands and wrote nearly 400 pieces. The recording we have just heard was registered by him and his trio in 1946. It was accompanied by the duo Vera Lucero, also very popular at the time. In 1942, Ernesto Montiel, in turn, formed the famous Cuarteto Santana, the Saint Anna Quartet, also integrated by Isako Abitbol. The quartet was the first chamamé group that became massively famous by the mid-40s. Let's now hear Cherubicha, My Boss, in Guarani language, interpreted by Saint Anna Quartet. Known as the master of the accordion, Ernesto Montiel became during the 60s the top soul musician by the Philips record house. And together with another founder of the Saint Anne Quartet, bandoneon player Isako Abitbol launched himself as a soloist in 1951. Known as the patriarch of chamamé, Isaco Abitbol recorded 21 samples with his own groups and others with the Saint Anna Quartet. He composed over 150 songs, among which The Calendar. We will hear now.
Según cuenta una leyenda de mi tierra correntina, la calandria era una guaina muy cantora y peregrina. Ambulando por los montes, iba la guaina cantando, y alegrías y canciones a su paso iba dejando. Por su canto dulce y puro, Dios premió luego a esta china, transformándola en calandria de mis selvas correntinas.
Another two elements proper of chamamé are the dance and the sapucaí. The latter, a cry that can express different states of mind and quite characteristic of the people which were in contact with the Guaranese. As a matter of fact, in Guarani, sapucaí means cry. This cry is atypical of chamamé, both as part of the compositions and expressions of the people. Let's listen again the explanation given by musician Juan Quintero.
El chamamé se baila en pareja enlazada.
To dance chamamé, the partners hold each other in an embrace, both bodies in close contact. Although at times the male partner draws apart from his female partner, and without losing hold of her, he starts tapping his shoes and displaying his improvisation ability. What we hear in the background as sapucaí, a clear expression of chamamé players. The sapucaí can express a celebration, a challenge, anger, or any other emotion. Out of the four pioneers we already mentioned, there's still one missing, Tarragorros. The king of chamamé. Tarragorros used to play different and several instruments, but his favorite one was the accordion. He integrated several groups of chamamé and composed more than 200 songs and recorded over 20 records. His popularity was such that in 1965 the Orion Record House handed him a distinction for being the most successful Argentine musician who had exceeded over 1 million records. From his first record, let's hear The Bull, El Toro, another classical piece of the chamamé repertoire. Many musicians derive from the pioneers of chamamé, the popular dance of the province of Corrientes, which extended throughout northeastern Argentina, Paraguay, and some regions of southern Brazil. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Fathers of Chamamé. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Leonardo Sangeri. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
Okay, and that was a piece on chamamé, this cheerful, lively music from Argentina, from the northeastern part of Argentina, an area that we call Mesopotamia because it is locked in between two rivers, the Paraná and the Uruguay. Is an area of lush vegetation, the Iguazu Falls, the legacy of the Guarani civilization, a very interesting part, whose main music is chamamé that we introduce to you on this feature that we share with you today, with the voice of my always remembered colleague Miriam Turcula, who retired. Now it's going to be 7 years. Yes, she retired in early 2018. And, well, we always remember her, great colleague, super professional, and my comrade here on the airwaves of RAE for several years until she retired. Every now and then I talk to her. I know she travels to New Zealand eventually. But it's always a pleasure to have her present with these features voiced by her. So if you're listening to this, Midian, all the best to you and hi. We've got time for one more song before signing off. It's going to be some rock again by Sol Estéreo. This is a song called El Rito, which is The Ritual.
Más cerca, más. podré esperarte y no tengo que esperar en un altar de sacrificio, solo meterme en tu ritual y descifrar tu enigma, tal vez no hablar de más. El silencio no es tiempo perdido. Puedes encontrarme en cualquier lugar y ya lo sabes, nada es casualidad. Estaré más cerca, más, más. Desafiando al ritual, destruyendo mitos,
Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. President Milei meets IMF head in Washington, set to attend Trump's inauguration today. Colombia, guerrilla clash leaves over 80 dead. Bolivia, court orders the arrest of former President Evo Morales. Venezuela, opposition leader calls for election boycott. Argentina, two Norwegian climbers rescued on Mount Aconcagua. Sports, Francisco Cerúndolo eliminated from the Australian Open, leaving no Argentines in this Grand Slam. And with this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for Monday, January 20, 2025. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi and the host yours truly, Fernando Farias. This show is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI 5850 kHz and also via internet on rae.com.ar plus our app for mobile devices, Digital Rae, that you can download for free, available for both Apple and Android phones. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555 and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. That is all for today, folks. Join us tomorrow for a new show. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.